following. I want to thank God for bringing us back today. We are back. Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. That's right. This series and service, rather, is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1. Both books written by me, Franklin Donnie D. Lewis. Available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere you get your books online. Help support all of our shows. I like to welcome the K-Blast family to Fellowship in the Word. And also, we like to say happy birthday to Camille Jamerson. Happy birthday. And our phone number here is 515-602-9603, 515-602-9603. This time I bring you Pastor Cooper.
Amen. God bless you today, brother.
Good morning.
And I share your enthusiasm for being back. And I don't never believe I've heard you with that much enthusiasm, and I know you're not going nowhere today. And I appreciate your side kicking.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And you know, I wanted to say that publicly on the air. I appreciate your side kicking over these years.
One of your callers
who happens to be my sister, she takes notes when she hears things, podcasts and whatever, and she shared with me some notes that she took way back in 2013.
Wow.
And I'm like, I didn't realize that we had been doing this for that long together.
At any rate,
we're going to let the Lord have his way today. I want to share the birthday congratulations to Camille, of course, and what the number is your secret, if you choose to keep it that way. And we just thank the Lord for you. It's just good to know you have another year to celebrate Jesus.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
And we're in this thing for serious business, because I share this with my wife often, that every minute counts. How many believe that? How many agree with me on that?
Yes. Amen.
Every minute counts. You know, we tend to take things for granted, like we can just kick back, so to speak, and just, you know, let time fly and, you know, don't consider any type of achievements or accomplishments or any kind of mission, so to speak. But we're on a mission for Christ. Amen. And every day that God gives us, amen, he gives us another opportunity to share Jesus Christ with somebody who needs to know him as Lord, amen, and as Savior and as Redeemer and as Healer and all the other attributes of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
We need to let folks know, amen, because we're not just here by accident. God is keeping us here for a reason. Brother Lewis, I want you to know that we're not just on the air today by accident.
No, we're not.
God has us on the air for a reason.
He has us
on the air for a reason, because he wants us to be difference makers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're supposed to be people that make a difference.
Yes.
And before we can make a difference, we have to be first made different.
Amen.
You can't be the same and make a difference.
Right.
If you want to make a difference, you got to be different. Amen.
Amen.
We'll talk about that in depth some other time. And it's a good subject, because most people want to make a difference, but they don't mind making a difference, but they just don't want to be made different. Because people are trying to conform with other people oftentimes, and before you can ever make a real difference, you may have to be different.
Yes.
I thank God for Jesus, because he knew he's the chief difference maker. And he knew in order to do that, and he shared it with his disciples, amen, you may have to be made different. They came to Jesus because their complaint was that people were hating them. And Jesus said, is the servant greater than his master? He said, know for a certainty that if they hate me, if they hate you, they hated me first. And so that's the kind of difference I'm talking about, because it's going to require that we oftentimes, amen, are not everybody's favorite person. That's another subject. But to make a difference, amen, We'll do whatever it takes because God is calling us and God is using us for that purpose. And so on today, I'd like to first pray a prayer of thanksgiving. I want to thank the Lord right now, Lord, for all that you've done for us in these weeks where we haven't been on the line. I do understand the need to come together in fellowship in the Word. But we thank God for podcasts for those who may not have access to the Word and those and things that people can use to refer back to things that you have given us in the past.
Yes.
We are so thankful to be in your presence right now. We are so thankful, amen, to be your children right now. We are so thankful to be, amen, living, amen, by your grace.
Amen.
We're so thankful
yes.
for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we're so thankful for this time that you're giving us right now to make a difference. Lord, I pray that you make us different so we can make a difference. Give us power so we can be powerful. Give us kindness so we can be kind. Give us wisdom so we can be wise.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to reflect everything that you are as we stand in the presence and as we stand in the comfort of your great light.
Yes, amen.
You have your way with us today. And as we move forward, oh God, let my words be your words as I yield to you totally in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let those who are listening, amen, by phone call or podcast, call them to see and know, amen, that God still has children in the earth. And help us, Lord, to manifest you. And let the world see, amen, the manifestation of the sons of God through us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Bless the families. Bless the family members of those who call in. Bless the families and family members of those who listen. And, Lord, bless my own family and family members. We
yes.
need you today like we never needed you before.
Yes.
We ask you simply, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to go with me, those who have your Bibles, to the book of Jeremiah. And that's Jeremiah chapter 23. And I'm going to focus on verse 29. I'll repeat that. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. We're talking about the Word of God. Amen? And I say that because we are as people of God, a privileged people, and can I say it, a great people, because our Father is a great God. Uh-huh. And how many know if your daddy is great, you're supposed to be great?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our Father is a great, great God. Hallelujah. He's a great God, and the Bible says he's a great king above all gods. Read Psalm 95. You'll see it. He's a great God and a great king above all gods. So we want to talk about his greatness, amen? And he gives us a word, praise the living God, that demonstrates his greatness. And I was chatting with my wife the other day, and I was considering something that was going on. And, you know, oftentimes we all have, you know, we all have to deal with challenges. Are you familiar with that word?
Yes.
We all have to deal with challenges. And we witness others who are facing challenges on a daily basis. And it just hit me as I was thinking on all the power and all the wonderful things that God has given us, all of the attributes. I just start thinking that we have been taking too much from the devil. That's right. We have been taking too much from the devil. He's been issuing things that we really don't have to take. Oh, God, maybe I need to say that again. He's been doing things and issuing things to us that we really don't have to take.
Amen.
Our position in God is not a lowly position. Our position of God in God is a position where God says in Deuteronomy 28, he said that we are above only and not beneath. The devil is beneath. We are above. We do not have to take stuff from the devil.
No. No, amen.
And when you talk about taking things from the devil, I'm making reference to simple things like sicknesses and diseases. Amen? How when people
amen.
Treat it like people treat it like that's something that they have to take just because, you know, that's what everybody else got, so I guess I got to get some too. No, you don't. Because the word of God says, amen, that he is a healer. And the word of God said that with his stripes, you are healed. Look it up, Isaiah 53. Go to verse 5 and just read it sometime and get it down on the inside. Read it and just read it and hear it on the inside till you just can't hear it no more. You can't hear anything else. You hear the word so clearly, you can't hear or understand anything else about being sick no more.
Amen.
Because healing belongs to you. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Somebody's trying to overcome. Someone's trying to recover right now. But healing belongs to you.
Yes.
Jesus paid the price for you to be healed. There's not an insurance policy on this earth that can I'm not knocking insurance policies. I got mine. But there's none greater than Jesus Christ. And the price he paid, amen, on Calvary for our healing, amen, completes the process to the extent and to the extreme that we simply do not have to be sick no more.
Amen.
I know that may sound crazy, but I told you I'm a difference maker. And I don't mind being made different to be a difference maker because you want to sound crazy. You want to sound different because you don't conform to the world when you're a difference maker. So here we are, bless God, hallelujah, with a word in front of us that says we are healed.
Yes.
That's what he said. He didn't say by his stripes. One of these days when I feel good, you might be healed.
Yeah.
He said with his stripes you were healed. It's a done deal. It's sealed. The process is already completed. You can receive it. It's wrapped in this package, and it's got your name on it. Take it as a gift. And start using it right away and tell sickness where to go. I don't know why you'd have trouble doing that. You don't have trouble telling everybody else where to go.
It's already done.
Tell sickness where to go. Tell disease where to go. Let sickness and disease know that you have more power over it than it has over you. And the only place it belongs is under our feet.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23:29. I want to read this because I feel so much. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place, all over the place. And we haven't been together so long, I feel like I could just go on and on. But I want to focus on this because I want you to see the power of the word. Brother Lewis, your intro song was so connected to the message. You don't know that, and we haven't spoke about it. So I know it's the Lord.
Yes.
And the song said, order thy steps in your word.
Yes.
And we were talking about God's word in this message. Let's go to verse 29. Let's read this. Is not my word, God is asking, is not my word like a fire? Good God Almighty. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord? And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Question mark.
Amen.
He's asking you. He wants you to know, is not my rock like fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you something. What does fire do? Fire consumes. Whatever your issue is, whatever the situation is, whatever the word is directed at, it consumes it, whatever the problem is. And that rock, the word is like a hammer, and that rock that it breaks in pieces is anything and everything that's coming against you that's not of God. And God's word is so powerful, amen. Order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word tells the story because that's the only way we want to walk is in God's word. Do you know the power of the word? And when you understand the power of the word that God has given us, amen, you don't have to take nothing from the devil no more.
Amen.
When he's trying to offer you things like sickness and disease, look him in his face and say, please. You're talking to the wrong person. I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and I know what I got. I've got the word of God, and it is like fire.
Yes.
Fire.
I got the word of God, saith the Lord, and it's like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. It'll break the rock in pieces. Whatever the issue is in your life, whatever that thing is that's causing you to stumble, whatever that thing is that's been keeping you on the ground, that's making you fall, whatever that thing that is keeping you behind and not ahead, beneath and not above only, whatever that thing is that's been dogging you out, that's what the rock represents. And the word is so powerful, it's like a hammer, and it breaks the rock in pieces. No more being dogged out by the devil. No more being dogged out by people. No more being dogged out by lack. No more being dogged out by anything. It's time to realize we have the word of God, and like God says, it's like a fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can give him praise, rightfully so. You can rightfully give him praise because you have a reason to praise God. He wants you to know, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against you can prosper when you have his word.
Yes, amen.
When you have his word. Now, we have his word. Come on now. If you have a Bible, you have his word. Oh, y'all didn't hear me out there in radio land. If you have a Bible, you have his word. You have all this power. You have this fire. You have that hammer that breaks the rock in pieces.
I got
yes.
it.
Amen.
I just quoted from the word when I said Isaiah 53:5, where it said, with this stripe you were healed. That's a word you can use on any time, even if you get the sniffles. You can use it on that. Anytime and every time, even the appearance of sickness tries to come your way. Or anyone else's way who you may have love for. You can just simply say you were healed by his stripes. Jesus has already paid the price. He did it on Calvary. He did it on the cross. So we won't be lost. It's time we start walking in what Jesus did. It's time we start walking in what Jesus did. And stop taking what the devil's trying to do and turn it down and receive what Jesus has already done. In the word.
Amen.
We have word. 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 I like it. Because the Lord says, and the Lord says, the Bible says, and the Lord says that his word is like fire. Hallelujah. God is not, you know one thing about God, he don't mind telling you, amen, what you got. He doesn't mind telling you, amen, what he can do for you. And if you have the word of God, if you have God's word, you got something that's like fire, praise the living God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know about the fire. I know about the fire that's in God's word. Because right now as I'm sitting here, his word is like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Hey.
Yes.
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 I got the can't help it. I got to can't help it. I got to tell it. I can't sit on it. I got to can't help it. I got to shine. I can't be here. I got to can't help it. I got to make it known. I got to preach righteousness to the great congregation.
Can't help it. Can't help it.
Yes, yes.
I got to can't help it.
Can't help it.
And so he said, amen, that anyone, amen, that's a child of his, you have his word. Because he said his word will not return unto him void. Isaiah 55:11. Read it one day. Numbers 23:19. He talks about it. He says, God is not a man that he should lie. In other words, unlike man who will say something and may not mean it, God is not that way. When God says something, everything God says, he means it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So he said, God is not a man that he should lie, Numbers 23:19, neither the son of man that he should repent. He said, have I said it? Talking about his word. Have I said it? And shall I not do it? And have I spoken? He's still talking about his word. And shall I not make it good? Everything I say I'll do, I'll do. Everything I speak, I'll make good. I don't just believe. God does not believe in idle chit-chat. When he says a word, he's putting his word to work in our behalf. When he says something, he's not just talking to hear himself talk. He's talking for the purpose of getting things done in your behalf. How
yes.
many need right now some things done in their behalf?
Right here.
You might
want
to tell the truth. You might want to tell the truth. God already knows. I know.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yes, yes.
We need some things done in our behalf. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes, amen.
Living God, there's not a day that goes by, there's not a moment in the day that we don't need something from the Lord. Hallelujah. So he's letting you know, amen, that when he speaks word, his word will not return to him incompleted. He said void. His word will not come back and say, well, I tried to get it done, God, but I just couldn't do it. His word don't work like that. When he speaks a word, it's going to accomplish the thing whereunto he sent it, he says in Isaiah 55. It's going to accomplish what he sent it to do, the word, the word. This is why we need to ask the Lord to order our steps in your word. We don't want to be in anything insecure. We don't want to be in anything that's unstable. We want to be in something that's complete. We want to be in something that's entire so we can be lacking nothing in your word. God said, my word is like fire, Jeremiah 23:29. My word is like fire. He said, it's like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. I'm speaking to someone today who's been dealing with some rocks. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about some rocks. I'm talking about some serious situations, some serious instances, some serious circumstances, some serious considerations, some things that have been hindering your progress. And I'm telling you today, when you get a hold of God's word all the time, don't just eat it sometimes. Eat it like you do pizza. Eat it all the time. I know. I connected with somebody because you can't tell me, whoever I'm talking to, that you don't like some pizza sometimes. It got real quiet, but quiet. But I know better than that.
Yes, brother. Yeah,
amen.
Brother.
And so what's happening, we got to eat the word all the time. All the time. You know, I mean, come on now. We all look forward to going and getting things to eat because everybody enjoys good food. And you know how disappointed you are, amen, when you go to a place that you really, really desire and they're not open. Or when you go to a place and they don't have what you're looking for. So you
right.
have to do without or settle for something else. When it comes to God's word, you can eat the word all the time. He's never closed. He's open 24/7. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Get you a taste of God's word. He said he's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Go ahead and feast on God's word. Get to know some things about God and get to know some things about your relationship with God. I'm preaching like this, devil, because you tried to shut it down for the last few weeks, but I got you now. You're under my feet.
Amen. That's right. That's right. We back.
Praise the living God.
And strong.
And we're talking about the word. We're talking about God's word. We're talking about something, amen, that won't allow you to stumble and fall. We're talking about something that's going to lift you up, something that's going to give you, amen, higher ground to walk on. How many know God wants you to walk on higher ground?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes. Higher ground. He said in Deuteronomy 28, if you hearken diligently unto his voice and observe and do all that he commands you, the Bible says that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. He wants you to be on high. He wants you to walk on higher ground. He wants us to be above only and not beneath. He wants us to be the head and not the tail. I'm telling the devil, I know you don't like it. You tried, but you didn't succeed. God's people are supposed to be on higher ground, and God is in a position to raise us up right now, and you can't stop him.
Amen.
Technology is not tough enough to stop God's word. Hallelujah. I'm giving you praise. I'm giving you glory, Lord. Praise the living God. Because somebody needs to know, amen, that higher ground is where God wants them to be. No, you weren't destined to be in the projects all your life. No, you weren't destined to walk in that ride all your life. No, you weren't destined to be tore up from the floor up all your life. God
right.
has designed you for the purpose of highness.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
I agree.
And he wants you to be on high with him. The Bible says he will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Now, the only thing we have to do is get off of our do-nothings and accept that highness.
Amen.
Because you accept your highness, it'll be just like it's not yours. It'll be yours, but if you don't have it, it'll be just like it's not yours. Hallelujah. Yeah. You've got to accept it. You've got to accept it. You have to accept what God has given you. You have to accept what God wants you to have. You have to walk in the place God wants you to walk. You have to be the way God wants you to be. You have to do the things God has equipped you and anointed you and created you to do so you can have the things that God wants you to have. I'm only speaking like this out of experience because I know for a certainty God wants you to have it all.
Yes, amen.
Amen. God wants you to have it all. You don't have to settle for anything any longer. You don't have to take nothing that the devil is trying to issue you. He's been trying to issue you poverty and lack all your life. It's time to put the devil under your feet and tell him, get back, I won't lack.
Amen, yes.
Get back, I won't lack.
It's time to start walking in the newness of life. It's time to start walking like people of God. It's time to start being like people who got something, who know something, who can do something. The devil's been trying to keep the lights off in your life. He don't want you to ever see what you are. He don't want you to see what you can do, and he don't want you to see what you have. But I stopped by today to turn the lights on, praise God, and let the light shine bright because God wants you to see what you are, praise the living God. You are a living epistle. You are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Psalm 82:6 says, ye are God's. That's what the word says. And all of you are children of the Most High. Oh, I don't know about that, brother preacher. Well, how can you be a child of God and not be a God? It's not possible. If it was an elephant and you saw a child of an elephant and it looked like a zebra, you'd be scratching your head.
Something wrong.
You're a child of God. So like the Bible says, ye are God's. Why? Because you are his offspring.
Yes.
The Bible says, ye are God's and all of you are children of the Most High. We're the Most High's children. So we got some Most High in us. It's time to start walking in highness. It's time to start walking on higher ground because we got the Most High in us, and we've been playing for too long. We've been playing and laying. It's time to stop laying and stop playing and start walking on higher ground because God has equipped you to do so, praise the living God, by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Man dropped the ball in the beginning, praise the living God, with the first Adam. But Jesus, the second Adam, came along, and he threw the ball back to man. Now it's up to us to make the play.
Yes. Amen.
We have been messing around with this thing for too long, and the devil's been sitting back in the corner with his legs crossed, clapping his hands. But I stopped by to tell you, amen, that God said his word is like fire. And that's what we're experiencing today and every day. And from now on, praise the living God. His word is like fire, saith the Lord. He said, my word is like fire.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And he said, it's like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces.
Amen.
I repeat before we close. Whatever that rock situation is in your life, whatever that hindering spirit is in your life, whatever that wickedness is that's been hindering you and trying to keep you from being all that God created you to be, all you need is the word of God, and you can speak to it, praise the living God. Jesus said, if you have faith and don't doubt, Matthew 21:21, he said, if you have faith and don't doubt, he says, you can say unto this mountain, that's how powerful the word is, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed.
Yes, amen.
And be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Bye-bye. All the mountains that have been keeping you, all the things that have been hindering you, tell them bye-bye. And
bye-bye.
Do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Bye-bye.
Do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Do it with power. Do it with anointing. Let the Lord know. Let the devil know, amen, that we take this word seriously. And we don't doubt it. We believe it. We have faith in it. And we're walking in it. And I'm telling you right now, mountains, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Be gone.
Be gone. The word. I'm speaking to somebody right now. I feel it. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your name is. I know you're listening right now, but somebody has been needing this because breakthrough is about to come your way.
Amen.
You have been wrestling. You have been wrestling with strongholds and obstacles and hindrances that have been trying to stop you from progressing, and I'm about to tell you, you've been sitting at the red light too long in life. It's time for your light to turn green.
Yes, yes, amen.
Who am I speaking to? You don't have to be ashamed if it's you, praise the living God. Take your blessing, take your word, take your medicine. God is trying to heal you. God is delivering you, and he's doing it by the word. Take your fire from God. Take the hammer, and God is breaking those rocks in pieces. You no longer have to worry about things. You are free and free indeed. My Bible says as I close, you shall know the truth. John 8:32. And the truth shall make you free. I want to say this. You notice every time I make a statement about God's word, to the best of my ability, I try to quote scripture, chapter and verse, so you can refer back to it, amen, and look it up yourself, and you can see, amen, that the only thing we talk about on fellowship in the word is the word.
Amen. Yes, amen.
God
bless you.
All right, Lord. Before we go, is there anyone that would like to say a prayer? Or have a prayer, or have anything that they'd like to speak up on today?
Yes.
Anyone? Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, this is Camille.
All right.
One of the ladies here who has been having a lot of problems, she went to church today.
Mm.
I have been talking to her about she needed to seek the Lord. She kept saying she was going to go. And today, on my birthday, she went to church. She went to the one right across the street.
Okay,
and
amen.
I'm so happy for her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
She heard right.
Hallelujah.
All right. Anyone else out there?
And we encourage her to grow and get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior and friend. Amen.
Yes, amen.
How many know Jesus wants to be your friend? Hallelujah. I know we may think, all the wrong that we've done in life, and how could he possibly want to be our friend, knowing that this happened and that happened? He don't care nothing about what happened. Only thing he's concerned about now is what's happening. And what's happening is he wants to be your friend. He wants you to walk with him. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I want to hang with you. I want to show you how to live godly. I want to show you how to live like Christ. I want to talk about the word. John 15:7 before I close. John 15:7, listen about the word. It said, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, good God Almighty, he said, you can ask what you will. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't care how much it costs. It doesn't matter if it got a sticker price on. Who cares? You can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? Quit trying to do God favors by trying to be his budget coordinator. He don't need you. All he needs is your faith. You don't have to worry about the cost of things. God's got infinite resources. Just believe and obey and walk in what Jesus says. He said anything. And my words abide in you. He said, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That means anything, y'all. We could talk about this for days and days and days without stop. All I need is a bottle of water so I can take an occasional sip, because the goodness of the Lord is so great. I told you, it's in my bones. It's like fire shut up in my bones. And I can't talk enough about God, praise the living God. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for giving me these opportunities over the years. And let's keep our ears open to what the Holy Ghost is saying to the church, people of God. This is not a plaything. This is for real.
Yes. Amen.
All right. I got one more, and that is to my children and my grandchildren. I'd like to say a special, like we say, shout out to my 8-year-old grandson, Nas, 2 home runs this morning. And I'm glad for him. It's helping build his self-esteem and keeping him on the right track. I'm glad he found the interest, you know. And Marsha, that beautiful granddaughter of yours, what's her name?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Yes, yeah. Indeed. James sends us a picture. Every day he puts a picture on Facebook of the beautiful young girl, you know.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
And praise, yeah. Yes, the Lord. And then I pray for James. He make everything right. As a young man, we go through, and Pastor, you know yourself, when you're in your 20s and 30s, life can be really rough on you. It can make you or break you, you know.
Yep.
And that, you just got to hang in there and have faith in the Lord, and you'll come through.
So since you mentioned that, too, we have a responsibility. I'm talking about, and I never refer to myself this way, but, you know, older guys.
Yes, yeah, us. That's us, baby boomers.
We have to show the young people the value of being young.
Yes, yes, yes.
And share with them all the things they can accomplish, because when you think about it, amen, with the vision that you have right now and some of the revelation that you have and the things you'd like to do and accomplish, oh, man, what if I was 22?
Right. Huh. And know what I know
man.
Today.
Yes, yes.
You understand? And the beautiful thing is that the young people, amen, can take advantage of that youth and get some mighty, mighty things done. All they need is someone to mobilize them and motivate them and give them a reason for being, praise the living God.
Yes,
most people
yes.
are not doing anything because they don't realize they are anything. It's time to get folk past that. It's time to be difference makers, to show people how to make a difference.
Yes, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this and hope everyone got something out of this today. Tell your friends.
Yes.
The podcast is on all streaming podcast stations, so you can get us in any of them. And, you know, you drive down the street, listen to it in your car. You know, that I do that. You know, so we will say we'll be back next week, 11 in the A, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the middle with Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper.
God bless.
West and East, will I ever leave you? The answer is no, 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 no. West and East, will I? Let me tell you why I love the Lord. He's so dear to me. Oh, he died that I might be free. I was asked this question years ago, and the answer is, you know. Now the question is, the question is, will I do it? We, and the answer is yeah. I'm presenting my body, living sacrifice. All I ever wanna do is a million cry. I was asked this question, and the answer is yeah. Now the question is, when will Jesus return? Somebody help me say, soon.
Yes. He returns soon.
Look at the trouble all.